Hi, this is Warren Rogan of the Sports Forgotten Heroes podcast, here to share a winning strategy for Father's Day from our partners at Sterling Roastery. If your dad treats his morning coffee like a pregame ritual, you need to introduce him to the Sterling Roastery lineup. This isn't that stale, over-roasted stuff sitting on a grocery shelf. Sterling roasts their beans multiple times a week for unbeatable freshness. The smart play? A coffee subscription. He gets to choose his grind from French press to espresso and his favorite roast depth. It's a world-class lineup of Java that shows up like a reliable veteran on a perennial powerhouse team. Go to sterlingsoap.com and set him up. He'll thank you with every cup. That's Sterling, S-T-I-R-L-I-N-G, soap.com.
Welcome to the official Football Learning Academy podcast. I'm your host, Ken Crippen, and I'm the founder and lead instructor at the Football Learning Academy, an online school teaching pro football history. To learn more about the Football Learning Academy, go to our website at www.football-learning-academy.com. Not only will you find links to our social media channels and a listing of all podcast episodes, but you'll find other fascinating interviews and classes. And an important note, a portion of all proceeds generated at the Football Learning Academy go to help retired players in need. That website again is www.football-learning-academy.com. Today we focus on Linda Bogdan, scout and executive with the Buffalo Bills from 1986 through 2009. To learn more about trailblazing contributors in pro football history, visit our historical scouting reports class, where we discuss the greats in pro football history, and it's something that will continually expand over time. Check it out at the Football Learning Academy website at www.football-learning-academy.com. Now let's get to our profile of Linda Bogdan. You'll see many references to Linda Bogdan being the first female scout in NFL history. As you know from our previous podcast episode, Connie Carberg was the first. Linda was second. However, that does not diminish Linda's accomplishments and the longevity that she had in the position. There's also some conflicting information on whether she was ever a full-time scout. According to Buffalo Bills media guide, she started as a part-time scout in 1986. There is no mention of her going full-time as a scout before her promotion in 1991. Linda Wilson Bogdan was born in 1948 in Detroit, Michigan. Her love of football started at an early age. She would attend Detroit Lions games with her father, Ralph C. Wilson Jr., who was part owner of the team at the time. In 1959, Wilson purchased a franchise in the upstart American Football League and named them the Buffalo Bills. Linda was close with her father, so when he purchased the Buffalo Bills in 1959, she actively absorbed as much knowledge as possible. After the Bills went 2-14 in the 1984 and 1985 seasons, Linda wanted to see what she could do to reverse that trend. So in 1986, she began a part-time scouting position with the Bills to see if she could have an impact on the talent on the team. That was not the first time she had scouted for the Bills. She had occasional scouting assignments with the team over the years, but 1986 was when it became official. For example, in 1979, her father asked her to evaluate players in the Gator Bowl. One player that she evaluated was wide receiver Jerry Butler. An All-American at Clemson, Butler became the Bills' first-round pick, fifth overall, in the 1979 NFL draft based on Linda's evaluation. After his playing career, Butler worked in the front offices of several teams, including the Chicago Bears, Buffalo Bills, Cleveland Browns, and Denver Broncos. This evaluation of Butler caught the eye of her father, and he tried to get her to do more scouting for the team. In 1986, she decided to make it official and join the scouting staff on a part-time basis. However, she did not start going out on the road visiting colleges throughout the year. Her first assignments were weekend trips to college games, namely on the East Coast. She also went to all of the All-Star games and the Scouting Combine. According to the Buffalo Bills, she was named College Scout in 1989, but it looks like her responsibilities remain the same. In March of 1991, she was promoted to Corporate Vice President, where she was involved with long-term planning for the organization, but also retained her scouting duties with her focus on the Eastern region. She also covered college bowl games, all-star games, and the scouting combine. In 2006, she was elevated to vice president and assistant director of college and pro scouting. On April 28, 2009, Linda Bogdan passed away in Englewood, New Jersey, from cancer at the age of 61. At the time of her passing, she was the only active female scout in the NFL. She had spent 23 years with the Buffalo Bills organization in an official capacity. However, she had truly been with the organization since its inception. Over the years, her talent evaluations have resulted in some very good players for the team. Bogdan is credited with scouting and promoting linebacker Carlton Bailey, whom the Bills took in the 1988 NFL draft. He was a nose tackle in college, but Bogdan thought he would be better at linebacker. Bailey played five seasons for the Bills, including three Super Bowl appearances, then finished his career with the New York Giants and Carolina Panthers. She's also credited with scouting players like Hall of Fame wide receiver Andre Reed and Hall of Fame running back Thurman Thomas. Bogdan had watched Thomas in the 1988 Senior Bowl. Linda never saw herself as a full-time scout in the traditional sense of the word. She did not have the desire to go on the road all year long. Thank you for listening to our profile of Linda Bogdan. To learn more about the Football Learning Academy, go to our website at www.football-learning-academy.com. Not only will you find links to our social media channels and a listing of all podcast episodes, but you'll find other fascinating interviews and classes. And an important note, a portion of all proceeds generated at the Football Learning Academy go to help retired players in need. That website again is www.football-learning-academy.com. Thank you for listening.
Hi everyone, there's a new podcast in town, Statman and Robin. We are the dynamic duo of Baltimore sports history.
We have lots of stories to tell about the great and not so great teams and players in Baltimore's rich sports history, and some of the more obscure ones too.
We grew up together with these teams and players, and we'll add our experiences to these great stories.
Yep, we were there for a lot of them. Join us here on the Sports History Network.